The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Reaching the fault lines of today. This is Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.
This is Zudi Jasser on Reform This. In our last segment, I'm going to step back. You know, on social media this week, we have heard, I think I've heard more apologies about things than I can even stomach. And you know what I'm talking about if you're on social media, if you're even paying attention to any television this week. And this is not just about Roseanne, but obviously that was one of them. And then we've seen previously the White House Correspondents' Dinner demanding apologies. We've seen horrific comments from Samantha Bee, from Sally Field. We've seen resignations of politicians, of congressmen and women, mostly congressmen that have resigned because of behaviors that are just corrupt and immoral. Now we see the governor of Missouri is resigning. The list goes on and on. And soon, as they get cornered and cornered and cornered, they ultimately will apologize. As they lose more and more money, they then often will apologize. As they are become looked upon as pariahs, they will apologize. Now, I'm not saying that everyone who is criticized or put in a certain position needs to apologize. It is based on the facts of the matter. If what was said or done is racist, is bigoted, then they need to own up to it. So I would tell you that what I wanted to talk to you about isn't the nature, isn't the specifics related to one comment, because it's easy for anyone with three brain cells working to see something that mocks a person's appearance, that looks at somebody's racial nature, religious nature in a way that is bigoted. Bigotry speaks for itself and is obvious. But what I do want to talk about is the nature of an apology. Because if apologies become currency that is done on a day-to-day basis with every other tweet, what use is that? As I was raised as a child, and I hope to raise my kids to believe this, is that an apology is something that, if you're having to do a lot of it, then it shows that your character is faulty enough that you cannot be trusted, so the apology probably doesn't mean much. So if you're only doing it occasionally, it's not about owning up to a mistake. A mistake is something that you slip because you weren't thinking. A mistake is something that's human because you just slipped and you weren't paying attention, or you had an error and just released information that was not thought through. But most of the times, apologies that we're talking about are related to three elements. And I think this should apply to celebrities, politicians, or even our children, or our parents, or ourselves when we realize that we've made a horrific error or an act that was inhuman. What are those three things? Number one, an apology is real and genuine and honest when we own up to the fact that we did it and nobody, for no reason, didn't do it. So when Joy Reid tried to blame her stuff on hacking, that is not an apology. She tried to blame somebody else. If you try to blame Ambien, that's not an apology. So number one, you actually have to own the act, and you have to own the nature of its evil, of the sin. So simply saying that, well, I didn't mean it this way or whatever, you're not really owning, that's not an apology. I don't even want to hear that. If you're saying you didn't mean it, you're trying to minimize and preserve your own character by saying that it was really just a mistake. So you own the act, and you own the nature of it. So then if you own the nature, does that make you then a complete failure? No. The second step is to say that you admit which part of your nature led to the act. So you say, you know what? I have had some tendencies or some problems with A, B, or C. And last, you say, I honestly admit that this is what I'm going to do to rectify this and make sure it doesn't happen again. And prove to those that I have hurt or those that I have wounded that I am going to never do this again. So owning the act, admitting what part of your own nature led to it, and third, talking about how that will never happen again and what you're going to do to make sure it never happens again. This is not rocket science. In my work in medical ethics, in my work with professionalism in medicine, we see physicians who fail, who end up using drugs, who end up committing crimes. They need to come back to make a living. They own up to it. If we see physicians who make excuses, that will often not be a pathway towards them being able to continue to practice. But if they're contrite, own up to rehab, own up to what they need to do, then that is something believable, and everybody deserves a second and sometimes a third chance. Same thing on anyone in our lives. Your friends, they lie to you, they deceive you, they own up to it, they express they admit the reason they did it, and obviously we forgive them. The hardest thing sometimes is to forgive. So on the other side of the apology is, actually, if somebody meets those three steps, if we are not forgiving, then I also think there's a lack of humanity. I've talked to many in the Jewish community that I am just in awe at when you talk to them about the Holocaust and you go through the museum and you see the nature of many in the rabbinical tradition or others who teach forgiveness. If there's anything I could not see ever being forgiven is an act as horrific as the fascistic annihilation of a single class, of a single group of people, as what was attempted by the Nazis, by Hitler. And yet, many in the Jewish community talk about forgiveness. Many sermons have been given about that. Obviously, there is a nature to humanity to move forward and not let the sins of the father or the parents be the sins of the children. So we move on as we grow and we make allowances to make sure that never happens again. And never again is a apt theme to prevent and learn from the Holocaust so that it never happens to anyone again. But apologies can only be real when they admit the error, when they take ownership, and when they look forward to how it will never happen again. So I think those are three standards that can apply to a people. Germany as a country, that can apply to human beings that we meet and we get to know and we love as friends, in families, to our children, our parents, to societies, to celebrities who claim they want us to support their apology, to support their redemption, to support their contrition. But stop it with the Twitter apologies that say that, oh, this is not what I meant, or this was a mistake, I should have never done it. Stop it with the superficial cheapening of what an apology really is. Because there should be no more humble act to a people, to a society, to your community, than a genuine apology filled with contrition. So, that's my pedestal for this week, and I think obviously I take these concepts week to week into my work in Reform, as we hear. I did a piece on El Hurra this week where there was a sex scandal that has broken out in one of the schools in Tehran, and one of the lead clerics has been exposed for their not only showing pornography to the kids at this school, but then sexually assaulting many of the kids in this religious school in Tehran. the parents are the ones who are finally getting the government and the Islamic Supreme Council, because the teacher involved in this was one of the Quran reciters for the Islamic Supreme Council and Khomeini himself, the Islamic Supreme Leader of Iran. Well, he was actually also called out on these types of crimes and then acquitted in January. Now, the parents released videos that showed this horrific cleric talking about it and obviously showing affected kids who were suffering as a result of these crimes against humanity. And now the government is claiming that it will go ahead and move forcefully, and who knows, they may end up soon executing him, which sounds like it may be deserved, but at the end of the day, Iran has executed over 500 journalists and innocents who are seeking to be free, who wanted free speech and to have expressions, and yet, now why are they moving so quick? Because look back in Syria, the Syrian revolution started when children at a high school were abused and dominated by the government. So we see Islamist theocrats and clerics from Tariq Ramadan to Tehran to the Islamist cleric in Dallas that now was trying to apologize for some of his indiscretions. On and on. The nature of an apology, I think, is a key aspect to knowing who you should trust and who you shouldn't. This is Zuhdi Jasser. Thanks for joining me again this week. Look forward to being with you again next week on Reform This.
Reform This with Dr. Zuhdi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.